Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is and unfiltered with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, everyone, welcome to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. It is the last Thursday of 2022. That's right, welcome to the 29th day of December
in the year 2022.
My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. You can find out all kinds of cool stuff about me online, leeelsie.com. That's LEELCI.com. You can send me an email, leelcradio@gmail.com. The great Christopher is somewhere in Michigan, pushing all the buttons, trapped by Southwest Airlines, but still making it all go, as we're going to attempt to deliver 3 hours of continuous, nonstop radio excellence out to all the great USA Radio Network stations from one sea to another.
I normally don't start with this kind of stuff. I usually start with something that's really ticking me off or something that has the world spinning out of control. Oh, I guess this technically could be quantified as having the world spinning out of control.
But this subject matter isn't in my quote-unquote area of expertise.
But when I read this, and then I looked at some of the data and some of the numbers, and I'll just share some of them with you. Very rudimentary, very basic, but you can make up your own mind. But Daniel Horowitz wrote a piece, and it was in the Conservative Review. Now, he's been published a number of times. I don't know too much about Daniel Horowitz. I don't think I've ever talked to him in the past, but I found this piece interesting and the numbers associated with it. Very, very interesting. And back in 2010, Bill Gates famously articulated a four-part equation to reducing the world's carbon footprint. And it was a video, essentially. And it's up on the YouTube. And seemingly, bizarrely, one of his components was reducing the population through vaccinations. You don't believe me? Well, let's listen.
To get pretty near to zero. First, we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
So we could lower that by 10 or 15%. I think we should listen to that again just to make sure we're understanding what's happening.
First, we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
So I don't think there's any misunderstanding. That's pretty clear. If we do a better job with vaccines and health care, like if he had just said vaccines on its own, you could maybe say, okay, maybe he's talking about something else. Maybe he's conflating stuff, confusing stuff. No, he's saying if we do a better job with reproductive scenarios, we can lower the birth rate and not reach that 9 billion. Now, listen, I think there's too many people on the planet, but I'm not advocating mass genocide to get rid of everybody. I don't have an answer to how to slow. Well, we are slowing the spread, but my point is this. That was 2010. And he threw vaccines into the mix. I find now we fast forward to now, and we see major questions, major issues with fertility. Stillbirths, neonatal deaths began to rise in Scotland. They experienced a month of higher infant mortality rate than any other time in the past three decades. Some media outlets actually are championing the low birth rate without really talking about the curiosity behind it. So you can say, okay, birth rates are slowing down. Why? Nobody seems to be asking the question as to why. What's causing it? It seems to be a stupefying set of scenarios. Why isn't the vaccine under the microscope? And we're knowing for sure now that there are heart problems with the vaccine, blood clot, inflammation anomalies. I don't have any direct proof, but you're watching the news like I'm watching the news. It seems like an inordinate amount of young people are just dropping dead. Like dead. Heart attack. Bang. 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 I'm not making it up. Almost daily you're seeing a new person die. And again, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I think there's too many moving parts, but wow. And if you look at Sweden, they're a perfect country to study because it never locked down. And Swedes experienced sharp decline in births 9 months after the vaccination program. The numbers are actually further deteriorating as time moves on. And according to statistics in Sweden, live births are down 8.1% for the year, 8.7% overall. And they actually had a month in October of 2022 where birth rates were down 13.2%. And now they're looking, and it seems like whenever there's a booster program instituted, birth rates plummet. So birth rates are clearly declining. Can we not at least study this on a global scale? It seems like the medical community doesn't want to engage in this because they are 100% all in on vaccines. And this isn't anti-vaccine. It's questioning this vaccine or these sets of vaccines. Listen, most of the people out there got them. I'd like to know from you, do you have any negative effects from it? Have you felt it? I went into detail one time. There were people who had to quit the job that they had, places that were either forcing their employees to get vaccinated or they had to quit. And some of these young women quit because they were, and good for them, because they were fearful that it would affect a chance for them having a baby later on. And maybe it is. When you start looking at just the numbers and look at them together, what other kind of conclusion would you come up with? And you think about it. In a lot of cases, you think, okay, well, these people would be behind bars. No, they're being celebrated. I'm not even asking for them to be behind bars right now. I'm just asking for the folks who do this kind of research to do the research. Doctors and medical scientists are supposed to look out for our best interests. Now, the question I ask all of you is, are they in this case? Are they looking out for our best interests? We have to make that assumption that they are, but Wayne Allyn Root has been on this very network pretty much every night for the last 2 years, screaming that the sky is actually falling when it comes to these inoculations, these vaccines. He may be right. He may, in fact, be 100% right from day one. So is it too much to ask that the medical community really look into this? Not only look into the low birth rate, but also look into a large percentage of babies being born, or at least a larger percentage of babies being born than what's normal or what we are used to, being born with different defects. Why is this happening? The medical community is not beyond making mistakes. We've seen it in the past. I mean, I could cite you probably 20 different cases where the medical community thought they were doing the right thing, and in fact, they were harming the citizens of this country and the planet, for that matter. So when the numbers just don't lie, or they're very, very peculiar numbers, where you see spikes here and declines there, it's time for folks who consider themselves the learned community to sit down and actually study this and figure out if we should still be giving these vaccines, not only to adults, but to kids. And on top of that, it's not my imagination. I am, without
question, the one thing I'm certain of is that there are more people dropping dead for zero reason, or at least perceived zero reason, than ever in any time in my life. I do not remember healthy-bodied Americans or healthy-bodied human beings across the globe just dying of heart attacks or strokes or of unknown causes, just dropping dead. And the media, if the media reports it, it's like a throwaway story. Oh, so-and-so dropped dead. On to the next story. There's never a follow-up or never really any true investigative journalism into why someone who's age 40 and in perfect health is dropping dead on the street corner. It's just, it doesn't make any sense to see this many people have this happen. So, again, not my area of expertise. Normally, I leave this to folks who know more about this than I do, but I just couldn't stay away or not spread the news on this issue with the numbers that are out there. And again, more and more people, as you flip on the television or flip on a news story or flip on the radio or read a newspaper, are dropping dead for no apparent reason other than the fact that they happen to be dropping dead. You never find out for sure whether or not they were vaccinated, because the media certainly doesn't want to report on that. And HIPAA violations won't let you dig into that. So you don't know if every single one of these people who seems to be dropping dead for no apparent reason has been vaccinated. You make the assumption that they have, because if, in fact, let's say they're traveling somewhere and they drop dead, well, they have to be vaccinated to travel. And we saw that with the three folks who died over at the World Cup, just dropping dead on the sidelines of the World Cup in perceived perfect health. All right, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Lee Elsie. I am filling in for Wayne Allen Root. We're just getting going here on the last Thursday of 2022. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
It's time for today's asset protection update. With me is Court Christie from Nevada Corporate Headquarters. Court, what should my listeners fear when it comes to government overreach? And why should entrepreneurs and investors choose Nevada to register their LLCs?
Wayne, we all have heard that the Canadian government froze the bank accounts of the protesting truckers and their supporters. Well, I believe the same will happen right here in the USA against freedom-loving patriots. One incredible way to protect your assets and have a bank account that is not in your name is to form your own limited liability company called an LLC. The best state to form that LLC in is Nevada. Now, Nevada is the number one state chosen by entrepreneurs and investors for LLCs. To find out more about how you can protect your assets with a Nevada LLC, download my book called The Nevada Edge.
You heard him. To get your free book and talk to an asset protection specialist, go to NevadaWar.com. That's NevadaWar.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The sponsor of this segment of the show, and it is MyPillow, Mike Lindell's company, because you should be spending your money with patriotic companies and with great patriots, great conservatives, brave men. MyPillow.com and use the promo code WAR. It's that simple. And you save up to 66% on everything you buy, from slippers, my slippers, to my pillows and my pillow mattress tops and my pillow towel sets, my pillow bed sheets, my pillow beach towels, my pillow beach blankets, my pillow travel pillows, my pillow dog beds. And I'm sure if I know Mike Lindell, he's expanding by the minute to more and more products. I know he just added coffee, my coffee. So save up to 66% with everything at his store. It's the new alternative to Amazon, and it's a fantastic store. And you're giving your money to a conservative at MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WAR, Wayne Allen Root, WAR, W-A-R. Save up to 66%.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Wayne will be back next week. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for the one and only Wayne Allen Root. You can find out more about me at LeeElsie.com. Am I in the minority here? I feel like I'm in the minority. So House GOP leadership is still silent on this liar, George Santos. So he lied. Lied again. Lied a third time and a fourth time and a fifth time. And still not really much pushback. Few folks, but not really the entire sort of bulk and weight of the Republican Party. The guy's a liar. He's got to be bounced. You're a liar. Get out. If you don't know who this is, Rep-elect George Santos admitted to a laundry list of falsehoods about his background while he was running, and he eventually did flip a seat and won a seat in Congress. Now, I know some folks out there will celebrate. He's a Republican. Yay! Wrong! He's a liar. And yes, I understand that there are liars on the other side. Yes, I get it. A lot of them, and they should be bounced too. But this guy on the campaign trail said he worked for Citigroup or Goldman Sachs. No. In fact, he doesn't even own property. He owes thousands and thousands of dollars in unpaid rent. He claimed to be a college graduate, which he was not. He claimed to be a homosexual, and we're not sure about that. He did have a wife for a certain amount of time. Now, there are some Republicans who are calling for an ethics probe on this cat, but McCarthy's not one of them because he's already told McCarthy that he would vote for him in his run to be the speaker. What? How do you trust a guy? I mean, this is the kind of guy where you use that old line, how do you know if he's lying? Well, his lips are moving. Even going back to what he claims to be his heritage, he says his maternal grandparents actually fled persecution in the Ukraine. They later found out that was a lie as well. So it's one lie after another after another. So please don't tell me that what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Be better than that. And how do you expect the people that voted for him to trust him with representing them? You can't. This is really simple. This is not even worth me yelling and screaming about here on the radio for hours. This just comes down to common sense and decency, human decency. You are what you do. And in this case, he lied. He's a liar. He will continue to lie. If he's allowed to prosper in Congress, he will be like the rest of them and be a dirty, stinking, rotten liar. And when you allow this kind of behavior to happen, you embolden it. Well, that's why we have so much of it in Washington. We allow it to happen. We turn the other cheek. We pretend like it isn't actually going on. And then you end up with a characterless group of people running the show down in Washington. A couple things as far as inflation goes. The breakdown from October, everything, just about everything, has gone up. Eggs up 43%, airfare up 42%, if in fact you could actually get a flight, butter up 33%, public transportation 28%, health insurance 20%, utilities 20%, coffee is up 15.6%, pet food 15%, the list goes on and on and on and on. Everything is just about double digits. Milk is up 14.5%. So that idea of inflation backing up is just not true. Really isn't. So inflation continues to rip through your pocketbook. So there you go. A couple things just to think about here as we are beginning to get cranked up here tonight on this Thursday, last Thursday of 2022 on the Wayne Allen Root Show. My name is Lee Elsie. I'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. Don't forget you can find out more about me at LeeElsie.com. Check that website out. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
USA. Class A news update. The travel nightmares for Southwest Airlines keep piling up, along with thousands of misrouted bags in Kansas City. Nicole DeMarco is looking for her bags.
I think I'm just going to look at every single luggage.
Some passengers are stressing after being separated from not just clothes, but medicine and other important items. Considered the greatest soccer star in the world, Pelé has passed away.
He led Brazil to World Cup trophies in 1956, 1962, and 1970, the only player to win three cups. But Pelé's presence and stature transcended the game. His only rival as the most recognizable sports person in the world was perhaps Muhammad Ali.
The U.S. Coast Guard is working to rescue four people after the helicopter crashed in the Gulf of Mexico. Officials said the helicopter went down today about 10 miles off the coast of Plaquemines Mines Parish. The helicopter passengers have not been identified. Dave Collins, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Shahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Yeah.
is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, all, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. It's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root. And right here in my studios in Connecticut, he's been kind enough to come on over. He is a former CIA agent and a former congressman, and he is here to talk about the ills of the FBI and the CIA. It's my pal, Colonel Rob Simmons. So, Rob, what do you got today?
It's interesting. We're going to do a little history here, but right. We're going to start off with very current events. I'm going to start off with an article. I'm just going to quickly summarize it. December 21st, Mark Weaver, former Deputy Attorney General of Ohio, does a piece which says FBI leadership referred constantly about how to shut down political speech based on its content, confirming the suspicions of anyone who is paying attention. And it proves without a doubt that over the past few years, countless Americans have undergone a real violation of their First Amendment rights. He goes on to say, when Twitter acquiesced to the FBI's urging, because the FBI told him to do this. And you remember Facebook, and the same thing happened with Zuckerberg. Twitter essentially became an agent of the government and then wrongfully acquiesced to censor the speech of American citizens. Then FBI officials created a special secure online portal for Twitter staff where the two sides could securely exchange information about who was saying what on the platform and how that speech could be squelched. Squelched, that means stopped, terminated.
Sure.
In this virtual war room, the FBI made dozens of requests to censor political speech. That's one article. This second article is dated December 28th, and it says Facebook, Twitter stocked with FBI, CIA officials and key posts. In other words, Twitter was hiring former FBI and CIA officials that they had been working with and putting them in key posts in Twitter. Here's one for December 24th. Mysterious government agencies were involved in censoring content along with Twitter on the social media platform. This came out in the Epoch Times, and it is documented. Email after email came from the San Francisco office heading into the election. There were so many government requests for terminating or interfering with that communication, Twitter employees had to improvise a system for prioritizing and triaging them. And yet the Twitter people themselves said in their emails that were released, they found no links to Russia, even though the FBI was saying, this is Russian disinformation. Russian disinformation. Have we heard that one before?
Yes.
Yes. When, Lee?
Well, during the Trump administration.
And the Russian disinformation. Mueller. How about the Hunter Biden laptop?
Yeah.
Why did 51 intelligence agents come out before the election and say it was Russian disinformation? Okay?
Right.
And here, according to this article with a release of the Twitter documents, Twitter themselves is telling the FBI, we're looking at this, you're saying it's Russian disinformation, we're really not so sure. I mean, right. These things are suddenly pouring out. They're right. All over the place. Here's from Ben Weingarten, fellow of the Claremont Institute. The FBI is gaslighting the American people over the stunning evidence that they engaged in a conspiracy with big tech to silence wrong thinkers in violation of the First Amendment. Okay? Yeah, here's another one. A Biden domestic terror strategy codifies the woke war on wrong think.
Right.
In other words, all of this stuff now is popping up. And a concluding comment by Josh Hawley. He's a senator, I think. Senator Josh Hawley said, we need to have a conversation about the future of the FBI, and we need a church-style commission to investigate its activities. So you probably don't remember that in June of 1975, there was a report to the president by the Commission on CIA Activities within the United States.
Right.
Okay, CIA activities within the United States.
Within.
Are they supposed to do that, Lee?
Central Intelligence Agency?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No, they're supposed to sort of be doing the bad guys outside the border.
Yeah, sure.
Who does it inside?
FBI.
FBI.
Yeah.
And are they supposed to be spying on Americans inside, or are they supposed to be spying on, like, Russian spies inside?
I would say probably more Russian spies.
Yeah. So anyway, 1975, report to the president. It was done by Vice President Rockefeller.
Okay.
Vice President Nelson Rockefeller. He was a Republican.
Okay.
And they wanted to look into what the CIA was doing. So he published that report. Then a year later, you had the, later that year and into the next year, you had the Pike Committee in the House on U.S. intelligence agencies and activities. This book I have here is those hearings. They run to about 1,000 pages.
All right.
And it's called Domestic Intelligence Programs. Domestic intelligence programs, spying on Americans. The military was spying on Americans. The FBI was spying on Americans. The CIA was spying on Americans. They were spying on the anti-war activists, and they were spying on Martin Luther King.
Okay.
He was a black man. Do you remember him?
I do remember.
You don't. You were a kid then.
Well,
he was a black man.
Sure.
But he was considered the number one threat to the United States of America at about the same time that communism was the number one threat.
Okay.
And they were linking him to communism and to the undermining of our country. So this is the House Pike Committee doing research on domestic intelligence programs. Then you had the Church Committee in the Senate. That's
right.
What Josh Hawley was referring to. And the Church Committee investigated the FBI fairly thoroughly. I have a book here that constitutes the results of their research.
Yeah.
It's 900 pages long. And yes, it deals with a program called COINTELPRO, which is domestic intelligence spying on Americans.
Right.
And then how did they, here's another book I have. I have a whole shelf of these.
I see these.
These books, there are 11 books that were published by the House, and I think there were 7 or 8 by the Senate. They cover a 3-foot shelf in my study.
Yeah.
And it's all documented, all in here. 1975, so let's see, 75, 85, 95, 05, 15, 25. So it's almost 50 years ago.
Right.
That the FBI and the CIA and the Pentagon and military intelligence were all spying on Americans in violation of the Constitution, in violation of their charters. Here's an interesting one. Intelligence activities hearing before the U.S. Senate. This is a little bit shorter.
Right.
It's only 300 pages long, volume 4. It's called Mail Opening.
Mail opening.
Mail opening.
Not M-A-L-E, M-A-I-L.
M-A-I-L. Mail.
Right, yeah.
So in the old days, to see, when I was active in the CIA, we would open mail.
Yeah.
But it wasn't emails.
Yeah.
It was real mail.
So you get in there just
with
so
a stamp
open
on it.
Yeah.
And it was called flaps and seals.
Yeah.
And you learned how to open an envelope and get the mail out and copy it and read it and annotate it, but put the original letter back in and then reseal it and send it on.
How about that?
And the U.S. Postal Service in New York handled thousands of letters a day spying on Americans. So what happened when all of these investigations, the vice president, the House, the Senate, they did all this investigating? What did they do? What was the result of all of this? They created the House and Senate Intelligence Committees to oversee the intelligence community.
Yeah.
And here is a report that I have by the Senate Intelligence Committee. The Senate Intelligence Committee, Barry Goldwater, chairman, Daniel Patrick Moynihan, vice chairman, and staff director, Rob Simmons.
What?
Can you believe it?
Are you kidding me?
The name is the same as the colonel.
That sounds like you.
It's unbelievable. Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act of 1978, the first 5 years of reviewing the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. And you know what? They did a pretty good job. We came out and said they did a good job. How'd they do with Trump? and with the Mueller report and the Steele dossier? How'd FISA do with them? But what did the House and Senate intelligence committees today do to stop that abuse of power? Who was the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee?
Your buddy.
Yeah.
Your buddy
Shifty Schiff. So you turn these oversight committees over to these political rats, lying, scheming, conniving, dirty little rats, and what do you get as a consequence of that? You get the same runaway FBI, the same runaway CIA. Brennan. Brennan is one of the 41 intelligence officers that says the laptop is Russian disinformation.
Right.
Who was the head of the FBI when Mueller did his report initially?
It was Comey, wasn't it?
Comey.
Yeah.
And Comey, he was one of the people that said, yeah, this is the real thing.
Yeah.
And the Steele dossier is the real thing. And then the bald bastard who's the DNI, I can never remember his name, he's one of the intelligence officers that says, oh, yeah, this is disinformation. The FBI's had it since 2019, but they buried it. But now that you know about it, it's disinformation. We have descended back into the same hell we had 50 years ago.
Right.
The same hell we had 50 years ago.
Colonel, I could talk to you for hours, but unfortunately we are running out of time. The music is playing and we got to run. I thank you for stopping by with all your books and all your knowledge. We always appreciate that. The Colonel Rob Simmons, former congressman and former member of the CIA. We'll take a short break. We'll come right back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever, just in time for Christmas. Get the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98. A set of pillowcases only $9.98. Rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more, all with the biggest discounts ever. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175 and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, and get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Alaroot to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer, or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475. Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineered Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit EngineeredTaxServices.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
So I want to deviate a little bit from the regular Republican versus Democrat. Bob Caradillo is with us, and he's all things about championing kids in school. And he actually brought a guest along with him, and I want to get into some of the things that are happening potentially in your school.
Absolutely. I brought my friend Denise Karen. She's fighting the good fight.
Denise, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it.
And thank you for having me.
So give me a quick once-over of what's happening as far as wokeism in some of these Connecticut schools.
It started post-COVID is when parents really started to notice a difference with the whole unmasking. Apparently, in May of 2016, the federal and state released guidelines regarding policies on transgender and gender nonconforming youth. The policy originally stated, and I brought it verbatim with me, is that school personnel should not disclose information that may reveal a student's status, including to parents and other school personnel, unless legally required to do so, meaning that your child can go to school and change who they are. The school does not need to notify parents. The school does not need to refer the child to licensed professionals. I brought forth at one of the recent board meetings a local pediatrician who got up and spoke and gave testimony, along with a written letter of a local psychiatrist who all denounced this policy. And they basically went on to give formal testimony on the cognitive development of children, the importance of including parents into those important decisions, and again, that when a child presents with gender dysphoria, they should be referred to licensed professionals to assess, treat, diagnose, and form a treatment plan in conjunction with the parent, and how that's best practice. Since then, luckily, our school board has taken every measure that they can legally under these federal and state guidelines. So it's now revised, and it goes on to state that school personnel will make every effort to work closely with the student and the family, formulating an appropriate plan regarding the confidentiality of the student's status that works for both the student and the school. Now, this next part, it leaves a lot of room for, it goes on to say, privacy considerations may vary with age and maturity level of the student. So it's still, it's very gray. It's not black and white. You know, when are children allowed to make these decisions, and when are children old enough and mature enough to decide to exclude their parents?
And the final call comes from who?
That's a great question.
So a school board or a principal or a superintendent could say, well, this person is mature enough to make the decision and leave the parent out, and this one is not.
Precisely. Precisely. Essentially excluding parents from our own children's care.
I mean, I assume the response is that because in some cases the parents will overreact or the reaction will be bad towards the kids. That's the only thing I think that they could possibly think.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a defense. I mean, have you heard anything else? What's the defense from this?
Well, ideally, when a child presents that way, there should be a 504 plan in place. There should be a referral made to the school psychologist, to the school counselor. Parents should be involved. And if the child truly has these feelings, there should be a plan set in place. And right now, there's no formal process for when this happens.
I think if I could add on to that, too, over 50% of these kids that are confused or what have you about their gender, they present on the autism spectrum, too. This is a vulnerable population, all right, first of all. And these kids trust the adults that under whose care they are, under whose custodial care they are.
Right.
So what really gets me, and I'm sure it gets Denise, too, is that these kids are taken advantage of by these adults, okay? Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. It's the school attempting to usurp parental authority and become the primary influencer of these kids. This is what's going on here. And this is why it's such a serious problem, is that they're trying to take advantage of a vulnerable population. And parents, for whatever reason, they trust these people. And sometimes they just say, well, they know what's best. We've had teachers tell us, listen, you don't question mechanic when you bring your car in, so you shouldn't question us.
And we say
that's BS.
Yeah.
How far can they go in this process? Can they get to the point where they're actually delivering hormone-changing drugs before the parents will know?
Well, not at our school. We don't have any, you know, clinics like that. But even the psychiatrist that, you know, decided to write on behalf of us parents basically stated that more times than not, when a child identifies as transgender or a non-conforming status, that it is typically due to a social contagion. And it's involving behaviors, emotions, conditions that are spreading spontaneously throughout a group or network.
I wish we had more time, guys, but we do got to run. I just wanted to get the word out for everybody. Look out what's going on in your schools. There are layers of wokeness. And in some cases, that wokeness is trying to indoctrinate your child into something maybe that you don't want your children to actually have anything to do with, something you've actually taught against. Just pay very close attention to what your kids say and what they do. Guys, thanks a lot for joining us. We'll take a quick break. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.